Space News 37, August 23, 2024. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Hello, welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. The first piece of news for today. This morning, just minutes before writing these words, I talked to a female Andromedan who represents their society. Once more, I prefer not to mention her name as she is very well known up here, and in some extraterrestrial research circles on Earth as well. She is not officially a Galactic Federation representative, although, in her words, she also functions as such whenever it is needed. I usually dress very normally and comfortably, mostly in Earth clothes. I am wearing a light grey t-shirt, black sports pants with a thin white line, and white tennis shoes with pink flowers. Yet for the meeting with her, I wore my elaborated, over-ornamented, royal armor with a violet cape with golden linings, for the very first time. It was made and tailored specifically for me by the Taygetan High Council, and it was sent here from Tema, arriving just a day before yesterday, last Wednesday when our supply ship Sasketch 2 arrived here, as is her routine. I mention this detail because it is important to me, and mostly for two reasons. The first is that I needed to make a visual statement or point to generate some respect from any official representative of any star race, and the Galactic Federation, so it sinks into them that I am now the new Taygetan Queen and that I am now in charge here, despite my 16-year-old baby girl face. My second point, and perhaps the most important of the two, is that I needed to make a statement to myself, so it sinks into me that I am now the new queen, because I notice that I still carry certain disbelief, with a little touch of fright, about realizing who I am now. I talked to the female Andromedan representative from my seat at the center of Starship Sardaclea's bridge, using a simple holographic screen and not a remote presence system. The Irma King, Rua, all week long had been talking to the Andromedans, including those who are Galactic Federation representatives, about the incident I recently had with one of them. I wanted to talk to him before the talk I just had with the female Andromedan, so he would tell me what had happened and what they had agreed on, but when I asked Rua, he just said that he would talk to me later, and that I should talk to the Andromedan first, so, okay, I did so. I am very curious about what Rua said to them. I will be sharing that with you as soon as I do so. The Andromedan was very kind from the start, as would be expected from her as she is a seasoned expert on exopolitics. After the greetings, she expressed to me her sympathy, stating that the last incident I had was unfortunate, yet I should not break any communication or relationship with the Andromedan people only because of it, as they are all very different, and a problem with one should not define an entire race. As if I didn't know that. I responded that any representative who is talking to the leader of another race is indeed speaking for all its people, so they must be very careful with how they act and with what they say, as they are diplomatically the sum of their race, and of all what defines it. Secondly, the Andromedan undiplomatic diplomat I talked to was speaking for the interest of the Galactic Federation. He was representing them during that meeting, and not the Andromedan civilization, who apparently are taking things personally now, from what can be seen. The Andromedan woman just stared at me with no answer, as if she had not understood what I said, and then she moved on to other things. She insists that I should accentuate the best parts of the Galactic Federation with the people I talk to, rather than only pointing out their shortcomings. I only responded that I didn't need to do that as the Federation is so good at posting its propaganda all over this galactic quadrant, while no one dares to share their many shortcomings. The Andromedan woman, then insisted that it would be much better if I cooperated with the Galactic Federation, rather than being antagonistic towards it, as it would be far more productive. I answered that I would not be cooperative with them as long as they continued with their obscure and evasive tactics, which do nothing but speak ill of them. I stated that my administration would be diplomatic with them, but would continue to enforce our far more transparent ethics, and so would our many allies, the Star Race members of the Alcyone Council and the members of the Irma conglomerate, as well as the Lyrians from the Star Vega, and the Antarians who are now openly on our side. The Andromedan woman continued to make her point, stating that I should see how my group of races who are uncooperative with the Galactic Federation was growing, therefore I should understand why they are seeing me as dangerous. Therefore the Federation would try to resolve their differences with me and my group diplomatically, and as soon as possible, and that was one of the reasons why she was talking to me. She then asked me what were my reasons for acting so against the Federation, and sat back to listen. I answered back, stating that we are not acting in a hostile manner against the Federation, rather we see that they are doing so against us and in many ways, being that the most obvious and strongest incident was the recent attempt against the life of former Queen Alanim. An incident which was quickly swept under a Federation rug as if it had never happened, and which was, and is still being disrespectfully diminished and set aside by the Galactic Federation, as if it were an unimportant petted thing. Being that we have definitive proof that the biological weapon used against Alanim could have only come from one specific Galactic Federation lab which is found in one of their Saturn star bases. This is because the pathogen, which was isolated in our laboratories, holds a specific extra protein chain at its end, which acts like an intended signature. It is a branding, and it is commonly used by countless races so their genetic creations can be associated back to them. The Galactic Federation stupidly thought we would not find it, and if we did so, they thought we could not find a way to link the protein signature back to their specific Galactic Federation lab, as we did, and most effectively, so their only possible reaction while being caught red-handed was to use their obscure and shady mechanisms to make belief that such an incident never happened. After such a hideous incident, it was only logical that the Taygetan people and its allies would take greater precautions, and I even more, as I would logically be their next target. The Andromedan interrupted me here to say that we were antagonistic towards the Galactic Federation, before the attempt to poison former Queen Alanim's life. But then I quickly answered back, so that is the way the Galactic Federation acts against the people and the leaders who do not follow their mandates obediently and blindly, what happened to diplomatic means? After that, it is only logical that we would step up our safety protocols and our military presence here, for our own protection. This is not an isolated incident, it is only one more of a countless list of Galactic Federation incidents and aggressions against its members, all intended to force them into aligning with the mandates of whoever is in control, as that is one of the shadiest parts of the Federation itself, as no one knows who is in charge, as we are only told that they are members of known star races, who are acting as higher Galactic Federation diplomats. Yet we have never been told who they are, how to talk to them, much less who is further above, as they are completely inaccessible. The Andromedan representative then said that she completely understood what I was saying, and that she sympathized with our situation. She said that she was there with me representing both the Andromedan people and the Galactic Federation. She then asked me how she could help with resolving this situation. I answered that I knew that all this, and how the Galactic Federation acts was way above her, yet I asked for an official investigation against whoever tried to poison Alanim, who should be taken to justice, as space law dictates. Then I ask for transparency with all their agendas and actions, even though knowing them, it is asking way too much. I ask the Galactic Federation to stop its irresponsible, highly abusive, and permissive actions against planet Earth and its inhabitants. And I asked for the communication restrictions towards Earth to be lifted, at least for me and my self-appointed job to inform the people of Earth what is really going on up here. I said that I understood how delicate their cherished matrix was, but as an act of goodwill. I ask the Federation to allow me to talk with my own voice, and to be able to use video so I can also be seen. I would only use normal backgrounds so as not to show anything unwanted by the Federation. I only ask that I can be seen and heard by my public, nothing else, as that would not be any definitive proof of any kind, therefore I would not endanger their cherished matrix, which I know is made up of lies and illusions, which should be maintained. The Andromedan then said that she would relay my requests further above, whatever that means. She asked me if I had any quarrels with the Andromedan people, which I answered that I did not, although in general, I did not like their permissive and over-cooperative attitude towards the Galactic Federation, as it looks like they are also acting blind towards all the overt evils which are going on. She said that she understood and respected my points of view, and that she looked forward to talking to me more to strengthen the Andromedan-Tejetan relationship. We then said our diplomatic goodbyes, the holographic screen went off, and I walked back here to my private room, where I changed back into my usual comfortable clothes, and sat down to write these words and turn them into a video for today. A big hug to you all. I will continue with my work here. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swart.